We present Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Barry Cryer in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've heard, we welcome to the program for the first time, Barry Cryer. And so best of luck, Barry. You'll find it's pretty tough once they get the bit between their teeth. But I hope you make some points as I ask them all to speak for just a minute, if they can, on some subject or word or phrase that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And this week, we'll begin the show with Derek Nimmo. Derek, can you talk on the subject of streaking? Don't demonstrate, just talk. 60 seconds, starting now.
Of course, all part of the decline in the standards of the BBC, isn't it? One should be asked to speak on a subject like this for the first time on this programme. It really is quite appalling how words change their meanings, isn't it, really? And when I was a boy, a crumpet was a bum.
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of really.
Yes, you did say really twice. Peter, you have the subject, you have a point for a correct challenge, and there are 47 seconds left, starting now.
I've always thought that radio was the perfect medium for streaking. I've never been invited to do it, actually, but I am contemplating taking it up, or down, as the case may be. I don't know whether listeners would enjoy a commentary from perhaps the chairman if I take off my jacket to start...
And Derek Nimmo's
job. Hesitation,
Yes, I did hear it, Derek, and I agree with your challenge, so you get a point for a correct challenge and the subject, and you have 30 seconds for streaking, starting now.
One spring morning I was streaking through Wintergrade Park with only a bowler hat on my head, and a policeman rushed up to me with his truncheon, and getting his helmet off, he...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Good evening.
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
A truncheon while you're streaking is very nasty.
You're trying very hard, Clement, but not succeeding.
Oh, you don't agree?
No, I disagree entirely, because the policeman could rush up with his truncheon, and what he does with it, we might hear. And, Derek, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject of streaking, and there are 21 seconds left, starting now.
I painted the wall a very pale shade of green, and then started streaking it with blue to give it a jaspy effect. This I found to be particularly attractive, and so did my wife. Auntie Edna did not care for it quite so much and said that she preferred...
Peter Jones has challenged.
What happened in Windsor Great Park? We've missed all that just as the policeman was approaching with a truncheon. He left us in midair.
I know. He thought it was probably wiser to do so considering what was happening in Windsor Great Park. Your challenge then, Peter...
is deviation. He's deviated from the point.
Windsor Great Park.
Yes.
But he hasn't deviated from streaking, so he gets a point for an incorrect challenge and he keeps the subject another 3 seconds left, starting now.
Amongst all the trees, in the nut, there I was. What ho! I shouted, my goodness me.
The whistle, which Ambassador blows for us, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gets an extra point. It was Derek Nimmo. So, at the end of the first round, Derek's take a commanding lead. He has 4 points. Peter Jones has one, and the others have yet to score. And Clement Freud, will you take the second round? The subject, spending £1 million. Can you talk about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
£1 million used to be considered a very great deal of money, but lately...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation. I still consider it to be a great deal of money.
he was not deviating because it was also in the past considered a great deal of money. So he had a point for a wrong challenge and he keeps the subject and there are 55 seconds left, starting now.
But now it's a mere bagatelle. A farthing on a loaf for 2 weeks would look after that sort of money. And recently, with £1 million, I was able to go and streak... And the only people who recognized me were those who had bought my clothes. What am I talking about?
I was talking about streaking.
I was waiting
subject,
for someone to...
Derek,
one hesitation and deviation.
Yes, and nearly everything, I would have thought. And Derek, a point for a right challenge, 25 seconds for spending £1 million starting now.
Oh, I'd love to spend £1 million. I'd give Nicholas Parsons a long-term contract in Hollywood so we never see him again. And I'd be very good to spend at least £50 of it, I suppose, really. But when one thinks of a vast sum of money like this, one imagines desert islands that you could buy, lovely maidens to go on them, palm trees, the sun shining every day of the year, and blue lagoons, and little tiny crustaceans. I do like shrimps.
Well, once again, Derek Nimmer was speaking when the whistle went, so he gained an extra point for that, and he has increased his lead at the end of that round. And Barry Crowd, it's your turn to begin. What's it like the first time? 60 seconds, starting now.
What's it like the first time? The beauty of this subject and discoursing thereon is that one cannot be accused of repetition because the first time is totally unlike the second is not like the third, and the third is dissimilar from the fourth.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of second, and then repetition of third, and
you could have
how can you? I didn't repeat the word second. I said second, third, and fourth.
I know you didn't.
I didn't say
it's not like the second time. The third is not. The third, you did actually.
Help me, Uncle Nicholas.
No, the second time is not like the
second time. The
first
the third
time is not. Yes,
I didn't say time each time, though, did I, Uncle Nicholas?
But this is the first time he's been on the programme.
Yes.
So he gets a point for that challenge of yours. First time he's actually spoken, so he has 50 seconds with a point to your credit, Barry, on what's it like the first time, starting now.
Quite a heart-rending occasion, I do remember. The first time I ever had to cook for myself, living in a bedsitter, I decided to make some soup, so I obtained a tin of soup, which, of course...
Derek Nimmer has charged.
Soup! Two soups.
Yes, I think such a definite thing as soup we couldn't allow to go twice.
Well, soup is not that definite. I mean, he didn't say what kind of...
Thank you.
Soup is a pretty sort of generic...
I was about to say
soup. But you haven't seen the sort of soup that Barry Crowe serves up. So, Barry, I disagree. I mean, I agree with Derek's challenge, so he gets a point for that. And 41 seconds on what's it like the first time, Derek, starting
well, for
now.
For me, it wasn't very good the first time, as I remember it. Really. The trouble was that she couldn't take it down quickly enough. That's always the difficulty when you're engaging a new typist. Their speed is sometimes rather slow. In case you were thinking that I was talking about something quite different, I would like to reassure you on that point. But now she's been with me for these many years.
Barry Crowe has
a certain amount of deviation. Where's the relevance to the first time now in this discourse?
I was just going to go back to the first time.
Ah, yes. Too late. Yes, quite right, Barry.
Thank you, Peter.
A very good intervention.
You got the check, did you?
Yes. Does the audience agree with Barry's challenge?
Yes.
Their superior wisdom is always what counts in this programme, so I bow to that and say, Barry, you have a point for a good challenge, and 21 seconds on what's it like the first time, starting now.
I shall continue my discourse about the broth I was attempting to boil, and I did, in fact, suffer severe scalding due to this, because the directions on top of the aforementioned tin said, pierce the top and then stand in boiling water.
Derek Nimmer.
No,
he never said a tin of soup. It was a soup before.
Never said. I said broth this time.
No, but and then soup was in the first time, actually.
Oh, Barry Crowe's got another point, and there are 9 seconds left on what's it like the first time, starting now.
And as I understand it, the joke was you stood in the boiling water. Is that
thank you,
right?
Peter.
What? Is that right?
Thank you. It is entirely correct.
Yes, I do think one or two people missed that.
They did.
Well, would you like to go round and tell every member of the audience every time? We'll send a little note round next time. Anyway, Barry, you've lost 2 seconds because Ian Messiter kept the watch going while... you gained 2 seconds, whichever way you want to look at it. So there's now only 7 seconds on what's it like the first time, starting now.
The first time I sampled
I'm only trying
this...
to make him feel at home.
Yes, thank you, Peter.
After
you,
all,
indeed.
From his description, it's a pretty modest place.
You're a toffer.
Well, on that occasion, Peter Jones is speaking when the whistle went and Barry Crowe gets an extra point. Because Barry had the subject, you realise that. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject is kicking off. Would you like to talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
There are all kinds of things that you can kick off, aren't there? Really, I particularly like kicking off my tracers, whatever they might be, but it's rather good fun, isn't it? You know, a red letter day, a night out with the boys, on the town. There you go, from hostelry to public house, rushing around, quaffing ale.
Barry Crowe.
There's a deviation. You kick over tracers,
not off. I was going to say, I thought I was surprised.
I was kicking mine off.
Well, Well, I think the correct phrase is kicking over the traces and not kicking them off. So, Barry, I agree with your challenge, which was rather late, but still it's valid. 44 seconds on kicking off, starting now.
There are many senses of the term kicking off. There is the football connotation of the term kicking off. There is the...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition. Term.
Yes, you're correct, Clement.
That's entirely correct.
You have a point and the subject, and there are 35 seconds left, kicking off, starting now.
Perhaps the most usual method of kicking off occurs at association football matches, and quite particularly at Wembley Stadium, where eclectic games such as the Cup Final and Internationals are often performed in front of great audiences, often reaching 100,000.
And Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of often.
Yes, I quite agree. And it was so quiet, the audience almost
got asleep. I can't hear it all over here.
I wasn't talking.
Well, Peter, do you think you could wake them up with a little bit more enthusiasm about the subject? And there are 17 seconds left for kicking off, starting now.
I think beer is one of the most refreshing drinks that I've ever enjoyed. The lager beer from Denmark or
and
Germany,
Freud
Australia.
Repetition of beer.
Yes, I'm afraid there was. So Clement has the subject back to another point. 11 seconds kicking off, Clement, starting now.
The old-time centre-forward, now known as striker, tends to pass the ball to the...
Derek Nimmo.
No, he's now known as streaker. We've established that earlier.
He may streak as well, but he's also known as striker, so it's a wrong challenge. And Clement has 5.5 seconds on kicking off, starting now.
At which the inside left used to give the ball back to the centre half.
Clement Freud was then streaking when the whistle went. I mean, kicking off in the speaking when the whistle went. Derek Nimmo is still in the lead. He's won 2 points ahead of Clement Freud, who's 1 point ahead of Barry Crowe. Did very well in the last round. And Clement Freud, your turn to begin. And the subject, Pontefract. Can you talk about Pontefract in 60 seconds, starting now?
I once went to Pontefract races, and a clergyman came up to me and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Freud, you are very well known in Pontefract." And I was fascinated by this and said, "How am I in Redcar?" And he said, "Practically unheard of." Since when, I haven't enjoyed Yorkshire as much as I might have done. But horse...
Derek Nimmo's...
Hesitation.
Hesitation is correct, Derek. You have a point and the subject and 37 seconds on Pontefract, starting now.
Both buns and Pontefract cakes. How I adore them. On a Tuesday morning in July... What?
Peter Jones has challenged.
Who did that?
Deviation. He's talking about Bath buns.
But he put them alongside the cakes, which come from Pontefract.
Yes, but he's supposed to be talking about Pontefract cakes, not Bath buns and Pontefract cakes.
No, he's supposed to be talking about Pontefract. Derek, I disagree with the challenge, so you keep the subject, and there are 32 seconds on Pontefract, starting now.
I once met a lady called Jungle Mary, who lived in Pontefract. She was a very curious sort of woman, rather. She had black hair and used to wear ginger frocks, always of that particular shade of red.
Yes, a stumble which can be interpreted as hesitation. So 20 seconds left for Pontefract with you, Clement, starting now.
The derivation of that town is, of course, Pont from the French bridge to Effract, which was a river running in a southwesterly direction, totally tidal and emanating from a lake.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Deviation is not true. It's not tidal. It's not running from any lake. Or no,
Derek, I agree with your challenge, and there are 6 seconds on Pontefract starting now.
It is a very handsome town. I do like going there, particularly the railway station. I find most agreeable because the trains, when they stop there, they're always so courteous, and people are very polite to you, and they give you cakes, and Nicholas is 84 years old. Mother's always there to meet you.
On this occasion, Derek Nimmo was speaking well beyond when the whistle went, and he doesn't get anything extra for it. It was just as boring as what he says before the whistle goes. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is bedtime. Oh. Can you talk about... Don't be like that, please, Derek. Bedtime is with you now, Peter. 60 seconds starting now.
Well, how we think of bedtime, which is one of my favourites, it depends to a great extent on our age. When we're children, we cannot put off the evil moment
Derek Nimmer has just...
Hesitation.
Hesitation on the evil moment, yes. There are 48 seconds on Bedtime with You, Derek, starting now.
Well, here we are again. What was it like for the first time that we went to bed?
Peter Jones has challenged.
He's adding up all the other previous subjects, and that's not on. I mean, that's... you know, that's just boring. I mean, more boring than it was the first time. Yeah. Challenge is deviation.
Awfully good.
Why?
Because he's talking about...
You can't even remember.
What it's like the first time and all
I'm
that
glad
sort of thing.
You see.
He's supposed to be
that.
Talking about bedtime.
Yes. I'd support that challenge.
Thank you very much. I must say the connotation is pretty obvious. Peter, you have the subject, and there are 43 seconds on bedtime starting now.
Well, as I was saying, then we first get married.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition, if it's worth.
As I was saying.
Well, that's
repetition. What I was saying.
But
no,
he didn't say anything repetitious. He was using a phrase which was repetitious, but as he was not repeating anything that he'd said before, he keeps the subject with a point, and it is bedtime. 41 seconds, Peter, starting now.
And then for the first weeks after the wedding, one cannot get to bed soon enough. For instance, as soon as tea time is over, then there's a streak up the stairs, and...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Well, he's talking about previous subject like streaking, and I was adding... It's a new rule.
He didn't... The previous subject actually was streaking, and he used the word streak. And it fitted in very well with the situation, so I don't think for a minute that you could call it deviation. Peter, you have another point for an incorrect challenge, and you have 28 seconds on bedtime starting now.
Sometimes coming down again for news at 10. Then a glass of Ovaltine or some such drink, I should have said. I shouldn't be advertising it. Not that probably a lot of people rush out to buy it just because I mentioned the word.
A repetition of rush, apart from anything else.
Yes, apart from anything else. Yes,
what do you mean, apart from anything else? I don't like that. That's a slur, a smear.
Well, it was intentional, because I think you were well deviating from the subject. But I will accept the rush as a repetition, and the subject is now back with you, Derek, and you have 12 seconds on bedtime starting now.
I curl up every night with my teddy bear, whose name is Bobby, with a cup of a hot chocolate drink, the name of which I won't actually broadcast on the air, but I find awfully beneficial and sends me off so I can count sheep.
Derek Nimmer was not only speaking at the end of that round, he was also cheering himself for his efforts. And, well, he might well do so, because he has got quite a few more points. And the next subject is Happy Families. And Barry Crowd, it's your turn to begin. And would you start now?
Happy families, I do possess one. We used to have three children, one of each, but very recently we had an addition. We now have four children. Before I was married, I had four theories.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition
of the word children.
Yes, oh. I'm afraid so, Barry. So, Clement, you get the subject and a point and 50 seconds. Happy families, starting now.
I think of all the happy families I know, the Parsons must come out the happiest. It's not only the lovely lady who is married to our chairman, whom I used to know many years ago, because she was a friend of, of my wife's with whom she went to dramatic school.
Barry Cryer has just...
It's only indelicacy. It's not qualifying.
Well, he hasn't got to the indelicate bit.
The revelations were mind-boggling. I didn't want to.
You didn't
Why
want
did
to.
You stop him?
I was just being... I had an attack of gallantry, Peter. I'm
oh,
sorry.
I see.
So what is your challenge?
I wanted to boggle myself.
My challenge is now withdrawn.
Stopped him in mid-flow.
Oh, the revelations were too...
But, I mean, I have to give him a point, you know. If
yes, judge. I know you do, but it's worth it, because we live in a changing world, and I just...
All right, well, he's
catching...
Did
they hear that your wife went to dramatic school with my wife? Because I would like this to be very clear.
No, you've got the subject. You can
I didn't
that...
want to say it again and then be had for repetition, because I was shouted down as I was in the middle of explaining.
It's up to you, Clement. You play the game your way, and I will judge it my way.
Thank you. Very
much. And Barry's given you a point, and there are 35 seconds with you on Happy Families, starting now.
And then...
Jones is challenged.
Hesitation.
I think you're right, Peter. And Peter, you have the subject with 32 seconds left on happy families starting now.
I think the happiest are those that are extended with great-grandparents, grandparents...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Well, I was parents' parents.
No, no. Grandparents and great-grandparents. Great-grandparents hyphenate. Grandparents is not. Great-grandparents...
Or something.
Peter
something
Jones
like
has
that.
Got the point, yes. And there are 25 seconds on happy families starting now.
In other words, many generations are all there milling together, and the situations that must arise...
You can't have many generations all milling together.
Why not?
It's not possible. Not many generations. One
well,
or two.
Four or five.
Yes. Tally.
Milling. A bit old for milling.
I think your
there?
Point is valid. Many generations milling together, it does seem a little bit.
I mean, 84 year old grannies milling. I mean, you couldn't.
There's not much else they can do.
We now leave the subject
streak?
With Peter Jones, with 18 seconds left on Happy Families, starting now.
And then all the tensions that must arise between people of...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes. I've never heard you press your buzzer for such a long time, Clement. You were obviously...
I pressed as well, yeah. Nicholas, that's why, sorry.
You doesn't make a difference. Clement Freud's light comes on.
Yes.
Oh, I see. there are 12 seconds on Happy Families with you, Clement Freud, starting now.
In my youth, there was a card game called Happy Families, which, for all I know, is still in vogue now. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, all sorts of professions and names.
Derek Nimmer.
Well, no profession, they're all trades.
We go all through them. There's doctor, doctor...
There yes, doctor, doctor is a
yeah.
Well,
right. Yes. Yeah. It's worth a go, though, wasn't it, really?
Mr. Chipman. Clement Freud, you have a half second on Happy Families starting now.
Also...
Well, that round did a world of good for the people who make the cards of Happy Families, didn't it? And, the next subject is Clement Freud, and it is what I put in to improve things. Clement, would you talk? 60 seconds, starting now.
I did once suggest in a newspaper article that every housewife should have a kit of foodstuffs and basic ingredients which she put into things in order to improve them. And it is surprising how many little women feel that if double cream and mushrooms and caviar are injected into, poured over, or thrown at some totally unpalatable item, the
Derek Nimmer,
acceptability thereof will
I
be
I know,
fast.
He couldn't think what the result would be, obviously. Well, Derek,
you
the
really
situation...
not want me to go on, because it was really...
No, we never really want
interest.
You to go on.
I see. I'm but, glad you made
you
it
do.
Clear.
We can't stop you sometimes. what I... put in to improve things starting now.
Well, this morning I put something in to improve things in my garden. Some rather pleasant plants. A rhododendron bush I inserted into the soil, which I hope will flower any morning and waken me with a twinkling,
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of morning.
Yes, yes. Absolutely right. Yes.
What I put to improve things, 16 seconds, starting now.
Well, talking of rhododendrons, I often dig the soil in the garden, turn it over, in other words, with a fork or spade. I'm not going to tell you exactly that I put it.
So, a very interesting situation at the end of the last round. Peter Jones came with a flourish, but I'm afraid he didn't manage to catch up on Derek Nimmer or Clement Freud. Our newcomer, Barry Cryer, finished in fourth place, just a little way behind Peter Jones, who was a few points behind Clement Freud. But once again, our winner this week, Derek Nimmer. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.